Live from the GPB newsroom, good Thursday, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia Secretary of State's office has launched a new effort to make sure you are familiar with the new voting machines being rolled out next year. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Secure the Vote is a website and awareness campaign to explain how the new ballot marking devices work. There's a video that shows how the new process works from check-in.
You will hand your government-issue photo ID to the poll worker, who will scan it into the poll pad.
To actually casting the printed-out ballot that has a summary of your choices.
Take time to review the printed ballot. Remove your voting card and walk to the polling place scanner.
The Secretary of State's office is trying to roll out the machines to all 159 counties by mid-January. That's so the counties can use them for the March presidential primary. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
DeKalb County's CEO is proposing a 4% pay raise for public safety officials. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
More than 2,000 people would be eligible, ranging from police to animal service officers and even code enforcement officials. Michael Thurman says the pay raise is included in next year's budget and, if approved by commissioners, would take effect in January. It would cost the county $5.4 million. DeKalb is just the latest county to propose a pay increase for public safety officials. Earlier this year, Fayette County approved a 9% increase, and in Cobb, a 7% raise was approved as part of its budget. But in Bibb County, a similar request for a raise was shot down. Public safety departments across Georgia are facing a shortage and retention challenges as wages remain low. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia Representative Tom Graves will not seek re-election next year. The Republican represents the 14th congressional district, including Rome, Calhoun, Dalton, Dallas, and Cedartown. Graves has represented that district since 2013. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.